Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had to check on my peoples at the Spokesman Recorder newspaper because I'm going through, scrolling down the Washington Post, and it said African-American newspapers are a vital source of public health information, but could COVID-19 kill them? The Spokesman Recorder newspaper is one of the most respected and one of the oldest African-American newspapers in the country. Their third generation of family ownership. And I have the head boss lady over there, who is my boss, was the first person to hire me when I got to the Twin Cities to write, nurtured and loved and promoted and allowed me to be creative. Tracy Williams Dillard is on the phone line. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Shanetta, how you doing there?
I just got to say publicly thank you, because you know how hard I am to take, and you were the first and only person who hired me when I got to town. Thank you, girl.
And you were great then, and you're doing great things now. So I'm glad that we were able to help caliper your career here in Minnesota. And you know, we're always looking for you to be back on the pages whenever you feel like being there.
I just can't tell you how much it means to have this paper. You know, my husband and I have lived in four cities because we're running from the police. And you can move around from state to state, and you go looking for a Spokesman Recorder, and there is not one. Your commitment to telling stories from our community is unprecedented. Three generations. How have you withstood the test of time? Because there's been some high highs in that three generations and some low lows.
I'll tell you what, there was some real low lows about a year ago. I prayed every night, and I had to try to figure out what I was going to do, because I knew that the importance of us existing is there, but when you don't have the financial support, you can't keep your doors open. And I was at that point, Shaletta, of literally deciding if I was going to close the doors or just do online. It was a tough period. But my prayers got answered, things got better, and I'm still open. The doors are still open. We're still printing a hard copy.
Yes.
And our online presence is stronger than it's ever been.
How are you making that work? You've got mainstream media. Oprah Winfrey just folded. I mean, Oprah freaking Winfrey just said, you know what, we're going online. We're not printing the magazine anymore because it's costing too much. But you know, and I know that, you know, the Spokesman Recorder is an intergenerational newspaper, and there are older residents in the Twin Cities who look for that paper to be delivered to their door.
Yes, they do. And you know what? As long as the good Lord's willing, I'm not going to go online only. Unfortunately for me, you know, I don't feel that newspapers are in this industry that's making people rich. So if you're looking to really make money, then media probably isn't the place, at least not newspapers, not in this day and age. However, you can make enough to live comfortably, but also inform and engage the community, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I want to continue to do the print copy as long as it's affordable and as long as I can continue to do it, because I do know that we have a lot of older readers that read the hard copy, and the younger readers go online. So we want to make sure that we don't lose any of our audience. So we're trying to get to them every way we possibly can.
you know, the challenges that you face and overcome as an African-American newspaper are very different from the Star Tribune or the Pioneer Press. Talk to me about those.
Well, you know, I think for one of the reasons, up until recently, when now these major corporations and foundations are actually believing that Black Lives Matter, I think that they were spending a lot of their money in the mainstream media, figuring they were actually reaching everybody when they were still not reaching us. This is to why we have the need to exist. But I just had a client reach out to me the other day, and she says, we want to do some business with the MSR. She said, we should have probably been doing it a long time ago. She
Come
said,
on, preach now. Preach.
Right. She said, but because of the unrest, it's brought light to a situation that it should have been brought to a long time ago.
Okay, now talk to me about that, because this is the thing. Nobody wanted to see the murder of George Floyd. That 8 minutes and 46 seconds, not too far from the Spokesman Recorder newspaper, was tragic. But there's no way George Floyd could have knocked on Otto Bremer's door and told him, go host the Shaletta Show and get that black lady her own show, because black lives and black voices matter. Or the new sponsors that you're getting. You know, his death has made such an impact in mainstream media. Talk to me about that.
Well, it's just because this was actually something that they literally seen. It isn't what they heard. The mainstream media wasn't able to paint George Floyd as this monster. Hints as to why he got killed, because whatever he was, it didn't warrant what happened to him on that corner underneath the knee of that cop. So when mainstream and the whole world was able to witness that live, watching a man's life taken from him right in front of our own eyes, it was undeniable that that was racism at its best. And people begin to say, wow, this is really happening. This is really happening because I just witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just something that people are saying anymore. It's something that's actually happening. And once you actually see something, your eyes are not tricking it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what started helping, like the lady that I mentioned that reached out to me the other day. They said this is, you know, despite the fact that it was a tragedy that happened, at least it's bringing good things out of it because we're starting to reach out to the African-American community.
Yeah.
Because it does matter.
And how do you receive those people? Because, you know, I'm not going to lie. At first, I was like, where y'all been? We've been telling you this forever. You know, I got friends who, you know, call me, and I didn't know what was going on at first. So, like, one of my friends, Kate, she was like, I'm going to send you some Olive Garden. You want me to make dinner for you? And I was like, yeah, come on. And then another one of my friends just called to check to see how I was doing. And, you know, I realized that they finally realized that everything we were saying was happening. But this is the thing. We have been doing it for so long with a smile and making it look easy and just adjusting to the situation of, we know if we don't put a blinker on, we might get shot. Or if our headlight is out, that might be a recipe for a disaster. Or, you know, if we don't pay this fine on this ticket, there might be a situation. We can't wear hoodies. Our kids can't put their hands in their pockets. My son can't play with toy guns. And we've been doing it with a smile, making it look easy. But I think, Tracy, that they finally realized that the situation of being black in America is not just difficult, but deadly.
And they're seeing it. And again, back to firsthand. And now it's over and over. Every time you turn on the news, it's another black man that's been killed. And now it's a black woman that's been killed. And it doesn't stop. So there's some people that actually have good conscience, and they say, okay, it's time for us to step up and try to do our part, because we have been ignoring this group of people for too long. And then there's others that continue business as usual. So I applaud the ones that have finally decided to step up and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And shame on those that are continuing to do the thing status quo.
Tracy, how can people help make a difference through the paper?
Well, you know, like you said before we went on break, we're doing a lot of different things that can use the support. And everything that we do, Shaletta, is to try to reach out to our community and help our community to be better. So we do an event called Sister Spokesman. And, of course, because of COVID-19, things have slowed down, but we're looking at hoping to bring it back either live or on on social media in January, and we engage women. So we're going to be able to bring our vendors back either way, and that helps the economy with the Black women businesses. We talk about different issues that impact and inform and engage the Black woman. So we have a monthly discussion where we have professional people on a panel that speak to the audience about the issues that are concerning them, or just beauty, fashion, whatever Black women are engaging in. We make sure that that discussion happens at Sister Spokesman. So there's sponsorship opportunity for that. We just started doing a forum just before the epidemic hit, and we were doing it live. Now we're doing it on Zoom, and it's called our Town Hall Forum. And so we've been really talking and hitting on the issues that the community wants to hear about. And we're reaching out and we're asking, what are the things that you'd like to hear about? And then we're discussing it and we're giving them information. And we believe from the MSR's perspective that news is great, informing is great, but really empowering people to have a solution is what we really push. So we're going to tell you this, we're going to inform you on that, and then we're going to help you with some suggestions on solutions that are going to help to make the matter better. So that's our whole town hall forum piece that we do, which is also a sponsorship opportunity. And then just we have a donate button on our website, spokesman-recorder.com. That's spokesman-recorder.com. And there's a donate button there, and people have been donating there, and that's supporting us to continue to help us do the work that we do. And then people can mail. We have people mail checks in to 3744 4th Avenue South, and that's Minneapolis Men 55409. And people have donated that way by sending checks. So any financial support we can get, or even volunteering, we've had people recently reaching out to volunteer because they want to help. So there's a lot of different ways that people can reach out and support us, and by supporting us, they're supporting our community, because that's the work we're doing.
And, you know, companies can also buy ads in the paper. I want people to buy subscriptions. I want people to buy ads for their companies and sponsor a page or sponsor a column, because that long-lasting, sustaining relationship is really what's going to make the difference.
It is, and that's exactly, and thank you for bringing the other opportunities up, because definitely by an advertising annual campaign, just some general messaging campaigns, if it's different foundations that just want to put some information out but they don't have a product to sell, or sponsoring a page. We have, you mentioned earlier in the beginning of the intro to the conversation today, that we talked about health and why the Black community newspapers are so important. We have the only page that has Black doctors writing in the paper weekly. We're the only newspaper that has that in the state of Minnesota. Can't speak for out of state of Minnesota, but in the state of Minnesota, we're the only newspaper that has Black doctors that speak to our community every single week, 52 weeks a year, in our paper. They could certainly sponsor that page. We got local sports writers that write on sports every week. They could sponsor that page. We have the Metro page that talks about things going on in Minneapolis and St. Paul. They could sponsor that page. There's a lot of opportunities to support if you really want to do it. This is a great way to do it, because, again, the work we do supports the community.
Yeah, and we can't make it without you, because you are our voice. You know, I'm fighting over here at WCCO Radio to make sure we do Black stories. We go out to the Black community. But you all are there every day telling our stories, making sure that people see and hear, not just when crisis happens, but the backpack drives, the love, the new businesses, the bright spots, the great things that are going on. And so I just can't thank you enough for your commitment to sharing not just the concerns, but the celebrations of people who look like us.
We got to do it. I tell my staff all the time, I said, we got to keep our community informed when there's, things going on that are not so, the George Floyd and the things like that. But it's more important that we continue to uplift our community and tell about the new businesses that are opening. Tell about the success stories that Black people are having, mm-hmm. along with having to tell the other stories that aren't so pleasant but still needing to be told.
Well, I thank you for being with me. I know you over there with them grandbabies. I'm going to have my husband just drop the cheering off. He's not even going to stop. He's just going to slow down and then push him out.
They're
going to have a snack bag with them. You just take care of them until we call to come get them. I love you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thank you for everything you've done for my career, Tracy. I can't thank you enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.